Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hey, welcome back. And I want to kind of go back to something that I have spoken about, and even in our free ebook, you can find that. And that is what we call the BHAG, B-H-A-G, and that stands for Big, Hairy, Audacious Goal. And Brandon Bouchard is actually the guy that I first saw it. I don't know if he actually really invented it. I just know that many years ago, I saw him in Phoenix at one of the seminars when he was nowhere nearly as popular and well-known as he is today. And that was one of the things that he was actually talking about, the Big, Hairy, Audacious Goal. And then I was reminded, and that's why I'm bringing a little bit of a conversation about it to you today, because I read a quote that said, the impossibilities of today can become the realities of tomorrow. And some of the examples, if you really think about this, what were the impossibilities of yesterday? For example, ChatGPT, right? Think about 2, 3, 4 years back. Yes, we knew that there are computer programs and we knew that there are things like that help you with your grammar and your spell check and stuff like that. But there weren't programs where you could say, write me a blog post or write me an essay about the following topic, and a computer within 2 minutes would actually write you an essay. Now, I'm not suggesting that you should just have ChatGPT write your essays or make pictures or stuff like that and just one-on-one take them and use them so that you don't have to do the work anymore, because that is really very quickly going to tell people that you're not actually making the effort anymore. But when it comes to, okay, having like a skeleton or a framework that you can then actually customize with your own words and your own ideas, that is a pretty amazing thing. And I think we just only started scratching the surface of what tools like ChatGPT can do. Now, another thing, and you may have seen this in the news, Tesla just released news that they are now ready with their development of self-driving cars so that people that have a subscription can actually try it for a month for free. Now, it still needs to be supervised, so they call it full self-driving supervised is the name of the product. But that actually means they are confident enough to let people who are interested try it for 4 weeks or for 30 days. And anybody who likes it can get a subscription and then have that in their car for $200 a month for any time they want to use it, right? And it may not be that many people who accept it, but think about how much computer technology and stuff it takes for a car to basically act like a human. So what Tesla did, I don't want to go too deep, but what Tesla did is basically put 8 cameras all around the car and a really, really smart computer in the middle. The car is actually doing is saying, okay, a human being with 2 eyes and a brain can figure out how to drive safely anywhere in the world, as long as the car is reasonably simple. And I can tell you from my own experience, I learned driving on the left side in Germany and then in the United States, and most places I've ever been, cars are driven on the left side. But when I came to the UK and they're driving on the right side, yes, it made me a little more cautious because it was unusual and uncomfortable for the first day or two. But I was able to adjust within like a few days. And when I had trips going there every 6 weeks, after the second trip, I didn't even bother anymore. It didn't bother me whether it was driving on the left side or the right side. So our 2 eyes and our brain and a little bit of experience can make that happen. These Tesla cars have 8 eyes and a brain. And yes, they might be driving a little bit like grandma, but just think about how amazing that is, that their brain and the 8 eyes can figure out how humans also figure out how to drive and do it safely. And the goal is obviously to make it even more safe, safer than humans are, because most people forget right now, 1 million people worldwide die every year driving cars, right? And so the next thing that is coming, and you have probably seen this in the media as well, are robots. Right? And just imagine a future where any one of us or in a family, you could buy, like, for $20,000 or $30,000, you could buy a robot that is available to you 24/7, that can clean, that can take care of chores, that might ultimately get a software update and do take on things like nurses would, or housekeepers would, or nannies would, and so forth. And yes, I know this is still probably 10 years away, but it's coming. When I go back and say the impossibilities of today can become the realities of tomorrow, I know there are a lot of people out there, and I'm not sure how many of them are listening to our podcast, but there, I know, are many people out there who say, for me, it is impossible to ever get to a point where I don't have to work anymore. And I can tell you, the sooner you start to actually get going with investments that generate passive income, and I'm more than happy to help you with that. And if you want to talk about it, go to idealinvestorshow.com, push the button for booking a call, and we can have the first conversation, and it's complimentary. But there are so many people out there that I believe very strongly that I could help by investing your money into things that generate passive income, that seeming impossibility for you to stop work and just enjoy the results of your investment can become the reality for you tomorrow. And so we're here and we want to help you with that. And it's not just for rich people, it's for normal people. I was an officer in the military. Then I started at just a normal job in a software company and began investing. And now I've reached my time freedom point and I want to pay it forward and help you. So please get in touch and let us help you. All right, so that's it for today. Be well, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.